the book of Romans, part 6. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. So if you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860, which is not obtainable in any bookshop in the world. I have a couple of copies available, and I also have a promotion on it where you can buy one Bible for the price of, you will get two Bibles for the price of one. So you can contact us at our WhatsApp number, it's plus 27 international code 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. Go to part one. Start from the beginning, that was last week, because you already missed out on some information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, which is also our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure you please have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. It's very important to know that we are not associated with any of the following people: any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are the Jehovah Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, any church, denomination or organization, whether Protestant or Catholic. Instead, we are only an end-time Bible study group functioning throughout the world. How wonderful is that? We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible according to the 1860 restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, and the following names are applicable. The name Jesus was originally Yafashua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that this study today or this morning will be a blessing to you in the name above every other name, the name Yafashua, and we are going to continue where we left off last Friday. The book of Romans chapter 1, and we are busy with verse 5. Now Apostle Paul writes to the Romans and he says, by whom we as the apostles. Now I hope you have your 1611 King James Bible available to see what is written here. By whom we, look at my fingers, we as the apostles, that was 2,000 years ago, have received grace and apostleship. Grace surely should have been a capital G, because grace is Yafashua. Grace. It's not just any grace. This grace that Apostle Paul is talking about is the same grace that was generated by the sacrificial blood of Yafashua more than 2,000 years ago on Calvary's Hill. He paid with his life. He died for us. Him, not being a sinner, died a sinner's death by hanging on a wooden cross, a Roman cross. There's a lot of arguments whether it was a cross like that or just a pole, or because there's different translations, there's different references. But already 300 years before Yafashua, the Romans was in control of the world. So what did they do? They had a cross, a T cross, like we know it, which they use to they use it as a method of having people dying on it because of suffocation, because your body hangs down from your arms, and also thirst and hunger. So it was a way of having sinners and culprits die, killers, rapists, child abusers. They had a way. That's the way they used to kill people. And that cross, the Roman cross, was used to make people die. Yahushua died on one of those crosses in order for us to become saved by grace. And I always say grace has a name. His name is Yahushua, by whom we as the apostles have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith. For what? We as part of the bride of Yahushua in 2026, we live by grace. The word says we live by faith. But faith and grace is coupled together. They are inseparable. You can't take them away. One, you can't keep one this side. They are linked. They are woven together. Grace. Grace and faith today. Grace and the blood of Yahushua. Obedience. It says, this apostleship. And we are not apostles. We are Yahfists with a V, not a W. We are Yahfists, which means followers of Yahushua, as the disciples of Yahushua was called more than 2,000 years ago. They were never called Christians. Did you know that? In the previous studies that we concluded, I explained, but for newcomers, there was never in the time of Yahushua a word as Christians. Constantine, Emperor Constantine, who was a Pontifex Maximus, and they called him also the Vicar of Christ, and so does all the popes today. They are called Pontifex Maximus and Vicars of Christ, and Christ represented on earth. There are some Catholics that call the Pope Christ himself. On earth, God on earth. How can we do that? So on the end of the day, obedience. We received obedience. We are not apostles. We are Yahfists who are called to take the word of salvation into a lost world and preach this gospel of salvation to everyone that crosses our paths, in order for them to receive grace. There's redemption, and the redemption has already been created more than 2,000 years ago by the blood of Yahushua, the redemption blood of Yahushua, in order for us to receive supernatural grace. For obedience, it says, by whom we as the apostles have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations. And that's why we are preaching this gospel into the world, unto all nations. And the Bible says, Yahushua said, he shall not come until the gospel of salvation are preached unto the whole world. Now, 50 years ago, when I was a young man of just over 30 years old, it was impossible to preach the gospel unto a lost world, because we didn't have internet. We didn't have satellites. We didn't have all the electronic facilities that we have today. So what did we do? We preach on the street corners and we preach from the pulpits. We use every little chance that was created. We used to preach the gospel, maybe in at the bus stop, waiting for the bus to come, or whatever. In the workplace, in the schools, whenever we had the opportunity, we preached the gospel of salvation. And we thought that was the way of getting the gospel into the world. For us, the world was our surroundings, because we couldn't reach all other nations. But today, through the grace of Yahushua and all the technology advancements, we can preach the gospel of salvation in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sin unto a lost world. How? Through the internet. As it is, this gospel is spread all over the world. If you go to our website and you can draw a sheet, a statistic sheet, you fall off your chair if you see where, say, even in Russia, communist Russia, there is people that is studying the revelation word. You can't believe it. Even in some Arab countries, there's people studying the revelation words, taking part in this breakfast studies that we are doing every morning, and all the other studies we are doing. Isn't that wonderful? Are we might not on this moment reach the whole world. We are preaching the gospel into a lost world. The Bible says the one sows, another one comes and he waters it, but Yahweh gives growth of the seed. That's why we use every opportunity, Instagram, Dropbox, Facebook, YouTube, whatever. YouTube, we use all the different platforms, the electronic platforms, to preach this gospel and send this gospel. And I thank Father Yahweh for the IT people that we have. Also the TikTok messages in English and in Afrikaans, my native language. Preaching the gospel unto the world. And did you know that you are part of it? Did you know that you are part of this ministry? In praying for the ministry and maybe supporting the ministry financially, even by a small amount. We don't preach money, but it costs money to have this gospel going out into the world. I'm writing books all the time, and these books need to be financed. Now the word says, by whom we as the apostles have received grace and apostleship for obedience, for the faith among all nations, our obedience in preaching the gospel of salvation in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sins, have an effect among nations in the world. Why? Because we are preaching it in total faith. I don't sit here to waste my time. The hours in research and preparation for this study messages every morning is not in vain. It's not in vain. Myself and Pastor Vika, my wife, is doing this because faith says that in the least of the seed, Yahweh our Father is giving life. He says, again, by whom we as apostles have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations, for his name. They look for his, that H must be a capital H, that's whose name? Yahashua's name. A name, shouldn't that be a capital N? Of course it does. Of course it does. And this is the problem. This is the problem. The way the Bible has been written and reviewed, most of the most important capital letters has been left out or changed to small letters, giving it a total different meaning to anybody who reads the Bible, except if you are part of this Bible study group that we are busy with, where I teach people to read the letters, not even the word. A comma and a point makes a difference. So we need to read the scripture as it is written with the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh in order for our spiritual eyes to be open. Now it says here, for obedience to the faith among all nations, now for his name, which name? Which name? Is it N-A-M-E? No. The name of Yahashua. Hallelujah. What a privilege that we in this morning know him by his name. The name above every other name in heaven and on earth. Time is caught up with us till tomorrow morning if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahashua is coming back again. Hallelujah.